Over the last several months, we have reported story after story about how the coronavirus has changed all of our lives, from toilet paper shortages to the shuttering of restaurants and concert venues. Here at the show, we've had to change how we operate as well. And one of our most beloved segments, our Tiny Desert Concerts, has been put on hold while we all social distance. So we reached out to some of our Tiny Desert Concert alum to find out how they are coping during this time of social distancing.
For most musicians, the pandemic put the brakes on current projects and shows.
It's in an instant, you go from real steady work, really feeling good about what you're doing, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, now what do we do?
That's Ben Scolaro, the piano player for The Stakes, one of the alumni of our Tiny Desert Concerts. Leading up to the pandemic, they had been finishing up a collection of songs they'd been working on for some time. They had also been in their fourth month of residency at the Monorchid Gallery in downtown Phoenix.
For the husband-wife duo of the dreamy post-punk band March, they've had to also shift their plans on the fly. But being a band of two who live together, they are drawing inspiration from all the other quarantined musicians out there and experimenting with the restrictions staying at home puts on writing music. Here's Jesse and Mickey Pangburn.
There's been some days, though, where you're like, I'm going to be creative today and I'm going to write 10 new songs. And then by the end of the day, you're like, well, I got one idea and I hate it. And then there's been other days where, you know, inspiration just hits and you don't feel the weight of this whole thing on your shoulders. And you're able to just kind of let it come out in a really a creative way.
I mean, I guess if there could be a silver lining, it's just sort of getting out of that mentality. I have to create this content immediately to make sure you get attention, to make sure that, you know, you're releasing at the same caliber as someone over here. And if anything's really changed, it's just sort of been getting back to the basics of like why we're even doing what we're doing.
The pandemic has inspired creativity for many other musicians as well. Andrea Bunnell, the percussionist for the all-female Latin fusion quintet Las Joyas Peligrosas, told us that staying at home has allowed them to finally start collaborating with other songwriters. Joey Burns of the Tucson-based Calexico wrote us and said they've also been using the time to work together remotely. They hope to have some new projects out this summer.
And for The Stakes, Scolaro says they had a handful of new songs ready to go, but the pandemic forced them to rethink how they would release them.
I think this is a moment in time when a lot of people are feeling a lot of stress, and we could all use something new to listen to or to distract ourselves with. So we decided to go ahead and move forward with releasing our five songs, even though we won't be able to do a show, just to hopefully be able to provide some people with something to listen to, something to feel good about in the midst of all this stress.
The stress isn't stopping Haymarket Square's Mark Sunman from songwriting. He recently penned a song called Until It's Done, which he said is inspired by pandemics, acceptance, and John Prine, who passed away in April from complications of COVID-19.
So since we can't record any new Tiny Desert Concerts right now, but we know we all need a little music in our lives at the moment, we asked a selection of our Tiny Desert Concert alumni to also share what they're listening to right now. You can hear that playlist on our website. Just head to kjzz.org.
Yep, give yourself a break from all the heavy news and go take a listen. And we hope to bring you some more Tiny Desert Concerts very soon.
Doesn't matter what we love.